George, pretty comprehensive. Game couldn't have gone much better from your perspective.
Yeah, I think look, bowling first on that was ideal. It was very wet yesterday, so to bowl first and got him out for 120 was ideal. So I think that was good. I think the boys battled hard last night. It was tough again because it did a lot. And Stuart, in fairness, credit to the Warriors bowlers, bowled brilliant. Stuart Thompson's probably the best bowler I've ever seen him bowl. So again, it was pretty hard, but held together enough wickets that this morning we could go out and pitch was a little bit drier and a little bit better. And I think Kevy, the way he counter-attacked last night, you know, he got, 80 there, but him and Eddie's 80s were worth, 140, 160 more on a flatter pitch. So two huge knocks from the two lads to put us in a position then to bowl the Warriors so far behind. And then again, lads bowled really well. I thought Tyrone came back really well second innings there and set the tone with a few really good overs up top. And then I suppose nice chipping in with some wickets, and then Balbo again bowled beautifully from the far end there.
He's
so
a bit of an all rounder now, isn't
he? He is, yeah, he's golden arms. He seems to take wickets whenever he gets a chance. But yeah, brilliant that he was able to come in there and break a little partnership up for us, and then continue to take wickets again the whole way to the end.
And a good few days for yourself. You just recalled to the Irish squad, so you'll be looking forward to that against the West Indies.
Yeah, definitely. Look, I feel like I've been in pretty good nick all summer, and in a pretty good place with it all, and felt like I bowled really, really nicely first innings. Was in real control and felt like I threatening a number of different ways. So that was really nice, and obviously the pitch was spinning. But yeah, as I said, felt like I was in a pretty good place. So it's nice to get a few wickets. Nice to obviously contribute to a win, and it's huge in this competition. You know, we've tried to get that win, and 3 days it can be really tough at times. And it's probably taken a wicket that's done quite a bit to get that. But to get the win, to do it in 2 days as well, was pretty emphatic and pretty impressive effort, I think, from our boys. Well, bat and ball is really good, and now sets us up going into the last game next week against the Knights.
It's going to be, as you mentioned, the Knights game. You've got a big game for Leinster on Saturday. That's going really well, so big 4 or 5 days coming up for you.
Yeah, definitely. Look, Leinster's been really fun this summer. Since I got finished with Trinity and since I got back in with it, we've gone quite well on a little run, having started the season a bit slower, than we wanted. So to have to be in this position to win the league on Saturday, it's great for the club. I think regardless of what happens, it'll be a great day for us, and been really good to get to that position with the lads, and then with a chance of winning this 3-day now with the Lightning, and then going into that West Indies game. Hopefully it'll be a really nice finish to the season for me and for, I suppose, all the teams I'm playing with, which is always a good position to be in.
Good luck.
Cheers.